What's up? I'm back. You thought I was going to leave? You thought I was done with you motherfuckers? No, far from it. I know it's been a while, so, you know, shit happens in life. I was going to do a podcast, I want to say last week. Was it last week or the week before? I don't know. Whatever. It's been a while. I know that. But unfortunately, my father passed away. So I had to take some time off and didn't feel right to kind of do a podcast and make fun of stuff with that stuff going on. Plus, I just felt kind of shitty and wasn't really in the mood. But whatever. Just giving you the insight into why you haven't seen one in a while or heard one in a while. So, as always, if you don't like it, fuck off. Go listen to something else. Go watch something else. It's life, you know. Everybody deals with it. Everybody got shit going on. Sometimes you can't do what you want to do. So, whatever. Let me pull up my agenda and let's see what the fuck we got going on today. Since it's been such a while. First off, copyright claims. Let's talk about this bullshit with this copyright claims. So in the last pod, I believe it was the last pod. I think it made it onto Spotify. I think it made it onto audio version of the podcast. So if you were listening to it on that, then when I played the Bill Maher clip from his show on HBO about cancel culture, then you got to hear it. Great. Awesome. Beautiful. I got no copyright claims there. But fucking YouTube breaks such balls with these copyright fucking infringement bullshit. I couldn't post my video, last episode's video, until I trimmed that out. That's how crazy these cocksuckers are. I got the clip from YouTube. Don't ask me how they were able, like, they're able to, I mean, I don't know the tricks. I must be a fucking moron, because I got it from a clip on YouTube. I got the whole thing from YouTube, embedded it into my video, and got a copyright claim. There was no ads on it. So it's not like it's an ad revenue thing or anything like that. There was no ads on it. If you heard, I gave all credit to HBO and fucking whatever the Bill Maher show is called, whatever. And yet, they still wouldn't let me fucking post the video unless I trimmed it out. So, fuck off with your copyright infringements. Like, I got like 20 loyal fucking followers, you cocksuckers. If you don't want that juice, then eat a bag of COVID dicks. Like, you could have just got 20 more people watching the Bill Maher show or whatever the fuck it's called on HBO. You could have got 20 more views on YouTube, you cocksuckers. But because of your copyright infringement laws, you just lost 20 views. You just lost pennies, if that, fractions of pennies. So fuck off. Fucking copyright infringements are such a bitch. You can't do anything. And you're not even trying to like I'm not trying to get views or get list downloads or anything off of, you know, what he said. I'm giving him props. I'm saying this was fucking awesome. I'm telling you where the source is, where I got it from. And yet they still say, fuck off. You can't. You can't play this. So, whatever algorithms, whatever automatic detection things are built into YouTube. I hope you catch COVID. I hope you short circuit. I hope you fucking die. You cunts. Fuck off. You fucking suck and you make the world worse for everybody. Assholes. Spanky's so pissed off about it, he drank fucking 18 beers and he's passed the fuck out because he was watching the Red Sox. They fucking lost again, 0-2 to start the season. And our other teams aren't doing so great either. Fucking sucks. He was happy when Bill Belichick went on, just busted out on his free agent spending spree, but he's pissed now because the Sox are 0-2 to start off against the fucking Baltimore Orioles. God damn it. They suck. And we're already 0-2. Fuck off. If we ever needed a fucking game postponed to COVID protocols, it's fucking tomorrow. Anyways, welcome back. So I went to get some groceries. I don't know if anybody, I'm sure you've experienced this because this phenomenon is starting to get on my nerves. I had this uncanny ability that typically wherever I go, no matter how crowded, no matter where, like I used to, what the fuck was that street in Boston? It's like right near the Boston Garden. I want to say it's Friend Street. I used to drive down there and I would find a parking space when I went to a game or something. When I used to go to the theater, the mall, big fucking preview, like premieres, like Avengers Endgame and shit like that, I would always find parking right near the front. I had this just weird, it's just this weird thing that like, I don't know. I'm just blessed with it, I guess. Some guys are blessed with big cocks. I'm blessed with this fucking parking luck. So no matter where I go, I'm going to get good parking. It's just the way it is. Jealous? No handicap plate. I'm talking about straight regular parking space. Your boy is getting a good space. Now, mind you, I'm not going to sit here in front. Once in a while, I might have to circle around once. Extreme scenarios, three times. But if I circle around, eventually somebody's getting out and I'm popping right in. And I'm getting primo fucking parking. It's to the point where like I'm so cocky and arrogant about it. Like I'm just sitting there like, yeah, I got some. All right, let me swing around once. I got this. That wifey is rooting against me. She's like, oh, you think your shit don't stink? Like, she's rooting against me, even though she's getting primo parking too. Now, mind you, in Florida, it's not such a big deal. As this fucking thing pops up in my face on my computer. All right, gone. In Florida, well, I guess it's kind of a big deal when it's hot as balls in the summer. But up north, that's huge when it's freezing out or when it's fucking freezing rain or whatever. You want those primo parking spaces. And I had it. I fucking had it almost every single time. Probably 98% effective with my parking game. So wifey's just got like, I don't know, she's just rooting against me. She's just a hater. Just hating on my fucking beautiful parking magic. And even though she was benefiting from it. So I come to Florida and I kind of lost the mojo for a little bit. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? And I think it was because I just started to doubt the reality of the magic of my parking prowess or my parking luck or whatever the fuck fuck it is, my parking karma. It started to go away a little bit. So I started to doubt it. But then I said, no, fuck this. I am the parking god. I get the best parking spaces without a fucking handicap sticker. So fuck off. I'm getting it back. So I got my fucking mojo back. I'm kicking COVID dicks twice, getting the primo parking spaces again. But now they're way the fuck away because of all these goddamn fucking parking restrictions. And I'm sure you've seen this. So you pull up, you have your typical handicap parking. You're used to that. Now you've got curbside parking for all these curbside services. So you're fucked there because they always put those in the front because they don't want the employees walking a mile to bring the shit out because it's not efficient. So now you got these curbside spots. All of a sudden, I got this like pharmacy spot. Like, what the fuck is that? A pharmacy spot. We've already, now these have already been with the pregnant ladies spot. So the pregnant ladies took a spot a while ago. That's been going on for a while. And then it's like, it's not just the pregnant ladies. It's if you just had a baby. So now you get a spot too. And then I saw one for like veterans. Now the veterans get a fucking spot. So a veteran who might be handicapped, who might not be. Don't get me wrong. I fucking got love for the veterans. But that's another spot that we're giving up now. First responders. Like, I think it was like cops and firefighters. Like, another spot. Like, what the fuck are we doing? How many spots are we going to make? I'm going to be parking way the fuck back in the fucking, in the next lot if you guys keep giving special spots for everybody. Jesus fucking Christ. Those first responders probably are probably in better shape than my fat ass. They don't need to fucking carry their shit as far as I do. Or they can flip that. They can handle it. I'm the fat bastard that's huffing and puffing. All right? What the fuck are we doing? We're going to have spots for everyone. And now with the fucking COVID spot for vaccinated assholes. Great. So if you're not vaccinated, get the fuck in the back. Which I'm getting my first shot Monday. So maybe that's a good thing. But no, it's not a good thing. Fuck that. Goes against my premise. What are we doing here? Is there going to be a fucking spot for parking space for guys who have one testicle? So if you got like any type of cancer or whatever that was that happened to Tupac where he had one nut, you get to park in that space because you've got one ball. How far are we going to go with this shit? You're killing my fucking parking mojo. What the fuck, signs? So, there's a loophole. There are laws for parking in handicap spots. You can be towed for that shit, right? Or at least ticketed. Who the fuck's going to ticket you for parking in the goddamn infant mother or the pharmacy spot or any of these fucking spots? Who's going to fucking ticket you for that? You can't get a ticket for that. There's no option when they're writing you the ticket. And even if they do, you could fight it because you're like, wait a minute. I didn't know that was a finable thing. So they're just like suggested spots. So go nuts. Take the fucking parking spaces back because I am. Fuck that. I'm getting my parking mojo back and I'm getting me a goddamn spot that is reserved for whoever the fuck. Whatever it says, that's me. Expecting mother, that's me. Whatever the criteria is, that's me. Okay? I'm there. Humongous tits spot that are dragging on the floor, that's me. Whatever the fuck it is, I'm there. That's my spot. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of these fucking signs. I'm tired of all these goddamn catering to everybody. Listen, I love everybody. I got love for all these people who do all this shit. I understand the need for handicapped spots and this and that. I'm not shitting on handicapped spots. Handicapped spots, I've accepted, okay? And if you're a fake fuck who has a handicapped placard and isn't really handicapped, fuck off. I hope you catch COVID because there are legit people who need those spots. So I'm not shitting on those. Just all these other extra spots. Like maybe the mother who just had a kid could stand to walk a little bit more because maybe she got a few pounds to lose. I don't know. I'm just saying. Just like myself. But whatever. I'm talking about them, not me. I'm taking the spots. You do whatever you want to do. I'm taking it back. Fuck off. That shit is over. All right? Until somebody tells me, until I get a legit ticket and somebody tells me or towed or something, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want. All right? So fuck off reserved parking spaces. I'm looking down because I'm looking at my list on what the fuck we're supposed to be talking about today. So I got a little story. Before I get into the story, I was talking about my teams earlier, and my teams fucking suck right now. But at least I can say that my teams have different colors. So as you can see, maybe it's not coming in so clear, but you should probably know. Red Sox, red, white, navy blue. Nice colors. Bruins, black and gold. Celtics, classic green and whites. Patriots, they've mixed a little bit, but mostly red, white, and blue in different forms and a little bit of silver. It must suck to be a Pittsburgh fan. All you have is black and yellow. All your teams wear the same fucking colors. Pittsburgh Pirates, black and yellow. Pittsburgh Penguins, black and yellow. Pittsburgh Steelers, black and yellow. Like, puke fest, puke city. I'm sorry. I like my Bruins logo and Bruins colors. But if all my teams had the same colors and I had to wear the same fucking colors for every team, ugh, gross. Ugh, Pittsburgh needs to fucking rethink the way they do shit. I mean, and just from a marketing standpoint, like, those are the teams. Why did you all choose the same colors? Jesus Christ, what a joke. Puke. Puke. The only one who benefited from that was Wiz Khalifa. Anyways, I just had to get that off my chest because I was watching the Bruins play the Penguins and it just struck me. So quick story. No, actually, you know what? I'm going to say that. Let's get into a quick bullshit favorite topic on the Random Richards podcast. So we're going to go back to our awesome, fucking wonderful anti-maskers. Okay? And I want you to see, I can't believe we're still doing this. Now, this happened a couple weeks ago because obviously, you know, my time off, whatever. But even a couple of weeks ago, it's ridiculous that we're still doing this, okay? Now, if you ever wanted to drive for Uber or whatever, you might want to rethink, because this is the type of bullshit that you have to deal with. Okay. It's known. Uber tells you, Lyft tells you, you are required to wear a mask, and you know, the drivers are required to wear masks, right? No big surprise there, but you still have assholes trying to fuck with it. So let's just take a quick look at some more assholes. Let's bring it up. This poor guy's just trying to do his fucking job, and he has to deal with this bullshit.
They got fucked in that. Fucking nigga, and I got corona.
Yeah, what's up?
Fucking fucking
shit. Hey,
hey. What you gonna do? What
she tries to take a swing.
Don't put your hands on your head.
Don't put your hands on your
head. Now you got to get beat the fuck up. Yeah, now you about to get beat the fuck up. Now you about to get beat the fuck up.
Threatening him.
You don't talk to my property. You don't buy it. You don't buy it.
I
bought it.
She snatched the fucking mask off his face.
So, what the?
Go.
Bitch ass city
like this.
Kick us out in the middle of the fucking thing. Are you stupid? I only have to like do something.
Did I told you to get out in the gas station? You didn't.
They don't fuck the mask.
One more time.
Yeah.
Cuffs in his face.
Fuck you,
kid.
What you gonna do?
What
the hell?
Don't
talk to my property.
Don't. Snatches the mask off his face.
Yeah, now you might get beat.
All right. This is the type of stupidity that we're still dealing with today. After all this fucking time, we're still dealing with this. These ignorant assholes. She had a mask. It's not like she didn't have a mask. Apparently, she just didn't want to wear it. So, because she didn't want to wear it, he apparently, from what it seems, tried to tell them, listen, if you're not going to wear the mask, get the fuck out at a gas station. They refused. Whatever happened, happened. Whatever. I think they got arrested. So, good. Fuck off. Fuck them. They deserve it. I'm tired of these fucking idiots. I'm tired of these. We're going to get into more of it. You thought that was the only one? Of course not. There's always more. There's always fucking more, because people can't do the simplest thing because they're so entitled. And let's go to example number two. And when people say white privilege isn't a thing, when people say white privilege doesn't exist, in this case, it doesn't work out for her, but she's so used to it working out for her that she's surprised when she gets held to the same standards as everyone else. Right? Let's take a look. And by the way, if your name is Karen, boy, do I feel bad for you, because everything is, if you do anything that blows up, you're a Karen. So I feel bad for all the real Karens out there. So let's look at this broad here. This is the cop's camera. Okay, full screen is unavailable, so let's just go with what we have here. ABC 13. This is a bank. For those listening, cops walking in.
Ma'am, I'll say if they ask you to leave, you have to leave.
My money's in this bank, and I'm going to take it out.
Well, then you have to abide by the rules, and you have to have a mask on.
If this is a state,
it's not. Exactly. Businesses have the right to refuse service, even if you're not wearing a mask. That's their choice.
My money out.
Awesome. Well, you need to go and get a mask, and then take your money out. You're not allowed to do.
I've been waiting here.
Ma'am, listen. We're going to do this the easy way or the hard way.
What are you going to do? Arrest me?
Yes, for intruding on premises.
That's hilarious.
That's exactly what it is.
See that shit?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Do you believe in this?
What are you going to do? Arrest me?
Do you believe in this?
The laws, yes.
Is this not
the law
white privilege?
That I do not have to wear a mask.
You can, not in public.
Just
but you're not in
picture.
Public. You're not in
I'm not even going to go to a black guy.
I'm not going
to
argue with you about this.
Picture
this
a fucking
place. This is a private business.
No, dark-skinned Puerto Rican guy doing this. Or lady.
Do I look like I'm kidding?
Well, I don't know, because
you've got some issues.
I've got issues
that you're taking away people's human rights.
Okay.
Is he gonna shoot me for trying not to breathe? See this attitude? Come on, dude.
Don't do that. Oh no.
Hold on.
Listen, I get it. Maybe he should have just got her out. Like, if I was him, I would have got her out and probably just let her go. I would have tried. I mean, she didn't seem very cooperative, no matter what race the person was. And maybe this is a bad example of white privilege. I'll bring you up another one later. It's just her mentality is like, this guy's not going to do anything to me. Like, I'm not going to get arrested. Like, I can do whatever the fuck I want. So I hate to make it into a racial thing because it's really not. I don't even know what race the officer is. And you know, I commend him for just trying to keep it down the middle and just doing his job. He might actually be an anti-masker, but he's just, like you said, he believes in the law. So I'm not going to subject you to the whole, let's watch a little more. Fuck it. Let me close this tab and let's watch a little more.
Stop. Some old lady is getting handcuffed here.
Ma'am, put your hands.
So she's struggling with him. She's fighting with him, for those that can't see it.
Say it. You don't stop resisting. Stop.
And she finally chills. She still thinks like she can do whatever the fuck she wants and not pay any consequences.
Oh, you smash my head to the ground now? Now you're smashing my arm into my private area?
Your private area?
Yeah.
Put your hands behind your back.
My hand is behind my back, sir.
This one. Turn over on your stomach. Put your hand behind your back. Relax.
I'm totally relaxed.
You're no.
Smashing
you are
his
not relaxed.
Her hand into her private area not like he's relaxed. Trying to get a cheap feel. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Wow. What a bunch of sheep. Okay, I hope someone's filming this. You're hurting me.
Oh, I'm filming it.
This is like cutting.
Yeah,
this
okay. Like stand up. Stand up. Stand yourself up.
And how do you suggest, sir? I am like a 65-year-old woman here.
Okay.
Sit up. What are you doing?
Stand up.
Ayúdame, por favor.
Stand up.
Ayúdame, por favor.
You're trying to speak Spanish to
people? She's trying to speak Spanish and ask for help to get up.
Are you happy now?
Okay.
All right, so it isn't that big a deal. But it's all because of the same shit that we've been talking about forever. Just why are you causing this much problems for yourself? It takes so much more for the people in that bank to be wearing a mask all day long. Because let's face it, some masks are uncomfortable. And they're doing it to not only because it's required by their job, they're doing it for your safety. So why can't you just do it for theirs? I don't get it. You plop a mask on, you go and you do your business, you take it off as soon as you get out. What the fuck is the problem? Why are we still arguing about this a year later? Why are you getting arrested over this? Now, mind you, it's probably going to be some little minor disorderly and it's going to get dismissed and everything. But why put yourself through that? Why give yourself the inconvenience, the publicity, all the dumb shit that comes with it when all you have to do is put a fucking mask on? I don't get it. It makes no fucking sense. Which leads to our next guy. This gets even worse. Now, I don't have any video of this, but I bookmarked it just so that I wouldn't forget it. So this guy, goes to Disney World, and they have, like, when you go in, they have the tents where they check your temperature, right? He skips the temperature check. They catch up to him. They say, listen, We got to take your temperature or else you got to go. The guy refuses to go. He's staying like at one of their resorts, spent like he says 15 grand to stay there. And they're like, okay, fine, great. We need you to take a temperature test. He refuses to take a test. Is there anything more stupid than this? If you haven't been subjected to a temperature test these days, they're not sticking a thermometer up your ass, okay? He doesn't have to bend over and spread his cheeks to take a temperature test. They point the fucking gun, the digital thermometer at your head tells them you're good, you don't have a fever. That's all this asshole had to do. And yet he refused because he's a hardo. And so security says, fine, you don't want to take the temperature test? You got to go. Well, I'm not going anywhere. Fuck off, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Same old story. Call the cops. Cops grab him. Start to remove him from the property. Okay, can I just take the temperature test? All of a sudden, changes. Nope, too late, buddy. Too fucking late. You want to be a hardo. You want to act like Mr. I'm not dealing with this fascist bullshit. Like, you're out, son. You're out. Fuck off. You got what you deserved because you're a fucking moron. I don't know how you got 15 grand to spend, but you're as lucky as it gets because if you... If you refuse to get a temperature check, knowing that's the protocol, when you go to Disney World, you're a fucking moron. There's no other way to put it. You're an idiot. You're a stupid, entitled asshole. One of the biggest. If they were asking you to stuff a thermometer up your ass, then I'm with you. Fuck off. I'm not doing that. But we're not in like some, and even in like poverty stricken countries, they have the mouth thermometers. They're not even stuffing it up their asses. So like, what are we talking about, dude? You're a fucking cunt. I hope you catch COVID. I don't want you to die, but I hope you catch COVID. Get some more inconveniences in your life. Because you're an asshole. Straight up asshole. And you're a fucking moron. I don't know how you can afford $15,000 because you're a fucking moron. I can't afford to take $15,000 trips, so you're obviously doing better than me, but you're still as dumb as a bag of fucking rocks. I'll tell you a quick story. I'm going to talk about dumb right here. Right the fuck here. Your guy is dumber than a temperature check guy. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm out with the family. We're out just walking in some memorial park or whatever, just checking the scene. A little hot out that day. Got a little thirst. Developed a little thirst. So we had left, and I'm like, let's go get some Slurpees at 7-Eleven. Right? Let's go get some Slurpees. That's a thirst quencher when it's hot out, right? Get a little brain freeze and all of that. Who doesn't love a good 7-Eleven Slurpees? So everybody's down, right? Great. Your boy has a favorite of his, and we'll talk about that. So we go in, and my speaker is not working properly. Great. Let's before. All right, fucking just drop, you know, technology. headphones dropped for a second. No biggie. Did allow me to go take a leak, though, so that was great. The only problem is I don't remember what the fuck we were talking. Oh, my story about the Slurpees, right? So we're going to get Slurpees. Son sees what he wants. Wifey sees what she wants. Because there's a lot of options these days. Fucking awesome. You get like 8-10 different fucking options of Slurpees. So it's like, word, let's go. My go-to, typically, if they have it, love me a good Mountain Dew Slurpee. Halfway through, put some cherry in there. Cherry Slurpee. Make it a Mountain Dew Code Red kind of type Slurpee. Fucking great. Awesome. Love it. So, looking at what they have. See the cherry. Woohoo! 1 out of 2, baby. Let's go. Let's go. I'm fucking hot. I'm thirsty. I look over at the Mountain Dew. The sign's there. But below it, the stuff that's swirling around is orange. So I'm sitting there saying, what is going on here? Doesn't seem that hard to figure out, right? There's obviously not Mountain Dew in that container swirling around. But this other guy comes in, non-mask wearer, of course, about as rubish as someone could look and act. And I'm not shitting on country folk because I got a lot of love for country folk. But there are country rooms. You know, just like there's dumb city folk and just dumb northern hicks and dumb northern, like, this is just dumb people. Bottom line, this guy happened to be somewhat of a rube, country rube. In any case, he walks over, sees me like in my perplexed mode and not picking a flavor. And proceeds to walk over to the Mountain Dew. Apparently, he likes it as much as me. Just pours the orange Mountain Dew into his cup. Kicks it back and tastes it. Okay? So that leads me to believe that he must have thought that maybe that's not Mountain Dew because it's orange, right? So I said to him, I said, what is that? Because it's orange. He says, his response is, it's Mountain Dew. And my face was just this perplexed look because having had it before and having known everything that there is to know about Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is usually green, even when it's frozen into Slurpee mode. So I'm like, but it's orange. And he's like, he points to the sign. He points to the sign on the Slurpee machine. Says Mountain Dew. Tastes like Mountain Dew. It's Mountain Dew. Right? So, me being somewhat intellectual should have said, that can't be right. Maybe I should taste it first. But no. Nope. Your boy is a fucking moron because I took this fucking guy's word for it and just kind of assumed that maybe some orange coloring got mixed up. And the Mountain Dew somehow turned orange at this point. Maybe there was a little backed up something. Maybe the Mountain Dew's behind it. Maybe it all mixed up. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, right? So I get the fucking big one. Not the large. I get like the monster size. Like the size that you could take a bath in. Okay? So I walk out with this big fucking humongous Slurpee that's orange, cherry, and orange, because I'm thinking I did my Mountain Dew mix like I always do, right? Can't even fit it in the cup holder because it's fucking bigger than it's bigger than my car. And take a sip. You're thinking, oh, it must have been orange or something, right? It must have been like an orange Slurpee. No, 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 my friends. This fucking flavor was a pina colada, a diet pina colada, because you can taste the dietness of it, and you can taste coconut. And this asshole had me believing it was Mountain Dew. And his whole fucking reasoning was, says Mountain Dew. Tastes like Mountain Dew. Must be Mountain Dew. But it didn't taste like Mountain Dew. Anybody who's had Mountain Dew knows Mountain Dew doesn't have fucking coconut in it. So who's the bigger dummy? This jerk off for just seeing a sign, and because it says it's Mountain Dew, that no matter what flavor you give him, he thinks it's Mountain Dew? Like it could have been fucking, I don't know, dog shit Slurpee. And he would have just drank the fucking dog shit like, Mountain Dew. Says Mountain Dew. What the fuck? Or me. Me, the stupid asshole who believed this cocksucker. I'm the dummy. Me, I'm the bigger moron. Because this cocksucker just went on with his ignorant lifestyle thinking, oh, I had me a Mountain Dew Slurpee today. It was fucking great. And I'm out there like, what the fuck? This isn't Mountain Dew. So who got caught? Me. And I deserved it because I'm a stupid asshole who believed this fucking moron when my brain told me better. My brain said, Mountain Dew's not orange. Mountain Dew's not fucking orange. What the fuck? Oh, and this cocksucker had me thinking it was Mountain Dew. So I'm the stupid one. Not him. He's just an ignorant moron who just goes through life and just takes whatever life throws in his fucking face. I'm the moron who questioned things but didn't have enough brains to question this one thing. I still drank the fucking thing. It's hot out. But that's besides the point. I wanted Mountain Dew. I don't know why you guys listen to me. I'm a fucking moron. I was going to talk about something that that Rob had hit me up on. Hopefully I can get him on at some point. And I'm going to save that for if I can never get him on again. So let's move on to real quickly. I don't know if you – I don't have any pictures of it. Because I don't want to make like – I don't want to make this into like a jokey topic because it's a serious topic. But if you've been paying attention to the George Floyd trials with the cop that killed him, I understand that people have their memorial shirts and things like that, right? I get it. Not a big fan of it. It's not my thing, but whatever. If you want to memorialize somebody on a t-shirt, go for it, okay? But this one, I just had to laugh. I'm sorry. I couldn't. I could not help myself because some things are just so ridiculous. You just have to acknowledge it and just like I understand the seriousness of this case. I understand the seriousness surrounding this case. But when I see a fucking guy with a face mask on, full face mask, covering his whole shit, black, and George Floyd's face right on the front where his mouth is, I'm sorry. I'm going to laugh at that because it's fucking absurd. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. Bad idea. Memorialize him any other way. don't put them on your fucking face mask. I was just laughing my balls off when I saw it. It was that preposterous of a thing. But whatever. Not trying to take away from the seriousness of this case and the whole thing. Like, it's fucked up. But come on. Fucking face. His face was right. Sorry. I'm not making fun of it. I mean, I'm not making fun of the situation. Fucked up. It's a fucked up thing. So let's see what I got queued up. Let's see what else. Oh, this is beautiful. This will be, I'm only going to show you the still. I don't want to show you the video because it's so disgusting that and this is look. I usually don't shit on like strippers, prostitutes, whatever you got to do to get by, you got to do to get by. But this is fucking utterly ridiculous. And it's ridiculous that the women actually did this, but it's also ridiculous that this entertainer did it to the women. And usually if you have a fetish or whatever, hey, more power to you. If you do whatever you want in the bedroom, go for it. If the woman is down and you're down and you want to do some crazy shit, it's your prerogative. As long as you're not, you know, breaking any laws, anything like that. Go nuts. Do whatever whatever you want into whatever hole. Fucking Springer had an episode way back in the day where people used to enjoy puking on each other. And they were doing it on stage. That's how fucking crazy Springer used to be. That he had people puking on each other. I saw my own fucking eyes, so don't tell me I didn't. On the stage, people were puking on each other. That's how gross and crazy Springer used to be. But whatever. We're not talking about that. We're talking about this guy. Let's cue this fucker up and show you this ridiculousness. I'm only gonna show you the still. I don't want you to watch the whole video. Look at this shit. Look at that loogie just dripping down halfway down his fucking chest. And these two strippers, prostitutes, whatever they are, on the bottom with their tongues out, ready to catch that fucking spit. How disgusting is this? And why do these women subject themselves to this? I don't want to be the fucking, you know, I mean, what is the point of that? I don't know. I guess he paid them. They did it willingly. I guess there's no real big deal there, but Jesus Christ, ladies. Might be time to make another career choice. Like maybe go to school during the day or something, or in the afternoon before you go stripping or turning tricks or whatever the fuck you are, than having some R&B singer spitting fucking loogies into your tongue. God damn it. What's next? I don't even know what to say about this. It's just ridiculous. So I happened to come across a story about this guy who was working at this, I think it was like a auto body shop or something. Or like a customized, speed racing type shop, whatever it is. I don't think it's that important to get it 100% correct, but whatever. I'm really good at that. So this guy in Peachtree City, Georgia, was working for this company, whatever, left the company. And weeks later, he still hadn't gotten his final paycheck. So he kept bothering him about it. They didn't do anything. So I think he contacted like the labor department or whatever. And so they hit up the business And this cocksucker, the owner of the place, turns around and he sends him this. What you see there on my, on your screen, from my screen, is a pile of pennies. This cocksucker paid him $900 and something in pennies. Okay? Fucking pennies. Came in, one of the other employees came in, dumped them on his driveway with a note with the pay stub. Guy walks up to the camera and says, "Hey, bud, is your check or your last payment or whatever?" So look at this. Look at this. It's a fucking wheelbarrow full of pennies. That's how many pennies they were there. Now, he might have been an asshole. He might have left on not the best terms. But this is just bad publicity. This is just not the right way to do business. Like, not only did this guy drop these pennies, like just pounds and pounds of pennies. Can't imagine how heavy that was. He coated them with like some type of oil or some shit. So he couldn't even like just, all right, fuck it. I'll take them to Coinstar and just, you know, nope. All his pennies were dirty and contaminated. So he has to clean all of those pennies. So this guy, it wasn't enough just to send his last paycheck in pennies. He also had to taint the pennies on top of it. I don't know the history. Maybe this guy, maybe there's more to this story, and I hope it comes out. Maybe this guy's a complete asshole, and maybe he deserved it. I don't know. And if he did deserve it, fucking beautiful troll job. Bravo to the owner. If this guy was a cocksucker who was always calling in sick or who just gave you like 2 days notice or I don't know who, the guy that would steal people's lunches in the fridge, you know, you put your lunch in there, you put your name on it, you come back at fucking lunchtime and it's gone because some asshole took it. If it was that guy, he deserves that. He fucking deserves that. He deserved more than that. He deserved pennies covered in oil and cum and fucking COVID and everything if he's the guy that takes somebody's lunch. So we don't know the full brunt of this story. But I'm going to take it as this guy just, you know, left, you know, and gave him proper notice and whatever. If he did that, this is the biggest asshole move ever by this owner. So because I didn't see any evidence of him being the guy that eats somebody else's lunch, I got to go with the owner's a fucking cunt. And like, I mean, that's just fucked up. And it's just bad publicity for him and his business. You know, ultimate troll job, probably not the best thing for your business. Just saying. So fuck off to that guy. Whoops. Wasn't trying to get there. Sometimes shit just starts on you and you're not you're not ready for it. That's what happens when you try to queue up some of these clips. let me see what else I got on my list here. So we talked about that. We talked about that. All right. We're almost there. I'm sure you've noticed, for whatever reason, lately people are just shitting on Asians all over the place. I talked about it the last episode, how they called Jeremy Lin coronavirus, which is the weakest fucking insult you could ever give to anybody. But he's Asian. Pause for a slurp. He's Asian, and, you know, it's, I guess, stupid, whatever. I mean, it's a million things you could have said worse than coronavirus, but whatever. We already covered that. It's a weak-ass insult. So apparently, way out in, where was it? Oakland. And again, this happened a couple weeks ago because I've been off. This fucking guy is yelling at this gas station owner to go back to China. And then he pepper sprayed him, I guess. I guess it escalated to that level where this guy pepper sprayed him. And since we're talking about coins and pennies, let's talk about why this all happened. So I'm going to bring up, I'm going to queue up the video for those that can watch it. And I'll show you exactly why it started. So if you learn this video right here, you'll see right in the middle here, the guy has a ton of quarters on the counter. He's trying to pay for his gas in quarters. So I guess the cashier told him no go. So he's arguing with the gas station owner. All right. You could see the quarters clearly. It looks like maybe about, I don't know, maybe what, $25, $30 worth of quarters, maybe a little bit more. All right. Not that big a deal, right? I mean, fucking quarters. Like, you can count quarters, like, really quickly. But apparently they told him, oh, this, it's not going to fit in their register, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. Excuse me. I need a fucking microphone with a cough button. Jesus Christ. You would think that, well, we already told you this isn't that type of produced show, so fuck off. Deal with my coughs, bitch. I'm just kidding. I love you guys. So I want to find, I want to find you the video that actually cracked me up. Oh, man, you can't make this stuff up. You just really can't. So here's another exchange from the two where the guy was the owner is recording him. Let's get it up here. Okay.
You want to suck my dick?
Say it again.
Go to
you're
China.
You're on a construction
yeah,
company.
Yeah, go to China. Fuck you, man. Yeah. Because yeah, you have a small dick.
Keep saying it.
Priya Benzona.
Come on.
Fuck you, dick.
I don't know what this means.
Go fuck your mama. Go fuck your mama. Go fuck your mama. You're not from here. You agent. All the agent here has a small dick. Small dick. Small dick.
Hey, where do you live?
I live in your pussy, mama.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Oh, my God. Listen, I don't agree with him, like, just being racist. I mean, this guy's not even fucking from this country. That's what's hilarious about it. Telling him to go back to China. That's what makes it ridiculous. But the pure comedy of him telling him to fuck his mother and saying that all Asians have small dicks. Like, it made my day. It was, I don't condone the racism, but if it's funny, I'm going to laugh because some stereotypes ring true sometimes. If you want to call me a bean eater because I'm Puerto Rican and I eat a lot of rice and beans, ding, 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 you're correct. I eat tons of rice and beans. It's true. I'm not going to get offended by that because I'm not a little fucking melting snowflake. It's just reality. But I don't know. That guy just made me laugh. If you couldn't see the video, he's like flipping him off and he's doing like this little giant, like this pumping motion. And it's just fucking hilarious. And it sucks that he had to go with the go back to Asia stuff or go back to China stuff. But I can't help it. I got to laugh at shit like that. Like, some of it's funny. It's fucked up, but it's funny. Just like the Floyd mask. right there. I should have got you guys a picture so like you could see how crazy it was, but whatever. Oh boy, you could tell I'm a little rusty. So the last thing I have for you guys, as you can see behind me, what is that? Well, if you're not watching the YouTube, you don't know, right? So for those that don't know, I have a picture of pizza crust, uneaten pizza crust behind me. So they've eaten all the way up to the crust. I'm sure everybody's seen this before because there's always somebody who does this. And if you do this, I'm not going to wish COVID on you. But I hope you have a COVID scare. Because not eating your pizza crust is, for me, a savage move. Like, that's part of the pizza. And I've had this argument forever with different people who don't eat the crust. And in some cases, if you get really good pizza, the crust is part of the best part of the pizza. So you're missing out like a motherfucker and you don't even know it because you're just, and you get to the crust and it's like, oh, let me get another slice. What the fuck? Eat the whole pizza. Eat the whole slice. It's mandatory, okay? My wife tried to tell me it's not mandatory, to which I told her it is mandatory. I told her I will remove every fucking ounce of food from this house if you leave pizza crust like what I got behind me sitting around. And that's the only thing you're going to have to eat. Yes, I'm that much of an asshole. I will fucking do it just to make a point. Eat your fucking pizza crust. It's delicious. Most of the time. Sometimes it sucks. But you still got to eat it. You still got to eat it. You get a meal sometimes. You get a sandwich. It's not great. You still eat the fucking bread, right? You don't take the peel the bread off and just eat the fucking insides. Like, oh, this bread is a little chewy. Or this little bread seems a little too hard. So what do? You peel off the fucking bread and just eat the tuna? You're stuffing tuna on your face without eating the bread? Ham and cheese and fucking mayonnaise and mustard and all the shit just dripping on your hands because the bread wasn't right? No, you eat the fucking crust. You eat the bread, so you eat the crust of the pizza. It's that simple. I can't even believe I'm fucking talking about this. Yes, it offends me. It offends me deeply, as you can see. It offends me that you don't eat your fucking pizza crust. On a George Costanza level. So eat your pizza crust, please. I beg you. You're going to find one that you're like, holy shit, I've been missing out on this the whole time? And you have like assholes like Papa John's. Shit pizza, but whatever, if you're in a pinch. They give you garlic sauce. You can dip your fucking crust into the garlic sauce. Or sometimes what I like to do, if the pizza's not the best, is if a pepperoni falls off or whatever, I save that bitch. I save it to eat with the crust because, man, this crust isn't the best crust I ever had, but it's still part of the pizza. It still needs to be eaten. So I save that pepperoni and I slap it on that little piece of crust and I eat it. Makes it taste a little bit better if it's shit crust. Because there is shit crust out there. But there's great crust. And if you don't eat the crust, you're missing out on the great crust. Because you automatically default to num 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 crust. Duh. Num 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 crust. Duh. What the fuck? Eat your fucking pizza crust. It's mandatory, goddammit. It's mandatory. All right. I'm going to end with this. Until next time. Love you guys. Hopefully I'll see you sooner rather than later. Okay? Let's get this fucking guy out of here.
Again. Suck my dick.
Say it again.
Go to you're China.
On you're on a construction
yeah,
company.
Yeah, go to China.
One more time.
Fuck you, man. Yep. Because yep. You have a
keep
small dick. Pre-Abenzona.
Come on.
Suck you, dick.
I don't know what this means.
Go fuck yeah. You, mama. Go fuck yeah. You, mama. Go fuck you, mama. You're not from no, here. Yeah. You Asian. All yeah. The Asian has a small dick. Small dick. Oh,
hey, where you live?
I live, you in, live you, in your pussy mama.
You pussy mama. All right, I didn't want to end with that. We're going to end with this.
Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body,
liner. Shake, 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 Sinora. I had to stop it quickly because if not, the copyright motherfuckers will come after me for the song. Catch you next week. Hopefully. Take care.